It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Well, hello, everyone. Glad to have you with us. Yes, it's Monday once again, but it's not a gloomy, you know, Monday because we're here and you're here and we are going to really have a very nice time together. And even Jimbo's here.
Imagine that.
So I want to welcome all of our blog talkers who are getting in the queue, which is important. The sooner you do, your chances are very good of getting a reading. And we want to thank also our Facebookers who are joining us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. Anybody's welcome there. Just we prefer no scammers and, you know, harassers or whatever else are lurking out there. So, yeah, please join us there. Nice folks. Great place for camaraderie and to enjoy some good, caring, compassionate support. So, anyway, I want to remind everyone that I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the personal prophecy method. All right. I want everyone to be aware that this isn't tarot reading, oracle card reading, or any other system that's out there. Personal prophecy, in essence, stands alone as a means of using cards, ordinary playing cards, as the focal point for intuitive perception. And we will find out some very interesting insights through the readings that will be conducted during the show. Also want to mention that I'll be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. And if we should turn to Facebook, if there's a lull in the phone calls, then we go to Facebook.
Facebook. We're going to make a new social media software to rival it.
So anyways, yes, it only takes me a moment. It's my preferred method for giving you a reading. Also, you are able to see what an actual layout during a session would look like in private with me, okay? Now, it's important to also bear in mind, though, that we're only giving samples here tonight, where if you hire or book a reading, I should say, with me in private, we're going to do several layouts. Okay, so with that said, I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Jimbo Fantastico. Yay.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight, those who are News for the Soul Radio or one of the softwares you can listen to News for the Soul Radio on, like iHeartRadio, a few other things. That's just the one I threw out. That's a very popular one. Or Facebookers, whoever you are, wherever you are, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs when you let us know. Like, for instance, we have Andre in Portugal and Terry Sue is in England joining us tonight.
Yes, and we're happy to have them.
And when other folks show up, we'll give them international shout-outs, whether they show up in Facebook or whether they show up as a caller on News for the Soul, because we get them there too.
We do.
We do indeed. 646-595-4274. Number to call in. Get in the queue. Call in early. Better to be early than late because you can fill up and you can be saddened if you don't get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. You should never have any extended periods of silence. If you do, typically hang up and call back. That usually instantly fixes it because it's a cell phone computer thing. You know, it's the world we live in today. Back in the old days, everything was wire, hard wire, and dial. You dialed the phone. You actually dialed it. You didn't push a button. You dialed it. So, yeah. And even before our time, they had to talk, an operator had to connect everybody before my time. But yeah.
Yeah, I found it kind of funny. A son of mine was in high school, and he received a message to call home. He went to the office, and he didn't have a clue how to use a rotary dial phone.
I am really surprised they had one then in the 80s. I mean, I guess in the 80s there was transition.
So they had to teach
yeah,
him.
Yeah, I can see that. There was still some a lot of them out there. Yep. Well, and it was the opposite. You know, when everybody went to push-button phones,
yeah,
which was touch tone, right, is what they called it?
Yeah.
My parents still had dial tone forever. So when they would actually, you know, when you push a button now, you hear beep, right? They would push it, they'd hear it would make that sound like it was
dialing.
Because it was still the dial tone wiring. The house was wired. That's all that was available.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the phones had little switches. It said DT or TT on the actual phones you would buy for dial tone or touch tone, so it knew how to deal with the lines you had.
Let me ask you, did it take them a long time to switch from black and white TV to color?
They didn't switch. No, oh. No. Remember, this isn't one of them. They couldn't. It was not available.
Uh-huh.
They switched to technology right away when they could, but that just wasn't available when you live out in the boondocks. Same way, that's why it took them, they just got wireless internet. 5 years ago, maybe less. I don't know what it was. Yeah, otherwise they had to get satellite for a while or dial up. Yeah. So anyway, that's the deal. As you know, we were talking about phone lines and got totally sidetracked. Facebookers, if we get gaps in the phone calls, can't make promises on that. We'll turn to you folks. But very subjective, dependent, and unpredictable. But we're happy you're here anyway. At least watch us. Either way, when you hear this sound, it is the harp sound. That is the sound that tonight will mean a couple things. First thing first, your reading's over. And if you need to look up the word over, we can look it up on Google. But your reading's over, please. It's not, harps. I should probably fire off 5 or 6 more questions. Ask your couple questions up front. Please do so.
We know it's hard. You know, we know that you're in the groove getting information and insight. And all of a sudden, the plug gets pulled. You know, we know. But for the sake of time, you know.
Yeah, there's other folks. If you want that kind of undivided attention, that's where you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com website and arrange a private reading. Then that's your time. Nobody's you can ask as many questions as you want. That's your time.
Oh, yeah, and people come with a list.
Sure, there's no reason not to.
So
yeah, it's your time.
Any time.
Sure, why not? Mm-hmm.
So.
But after the harp and you stop and let the reading end, don't leave, though, because I'm going to give you an oracle card. And Monday's flavor is a good flavor. It's the Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card. And And Archangel Michael himself will have a message for you. So we got that going for us here. Today is a bunch of different things. A lot of it seems to be food related.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's International Hummus Day, but it's National Apple Pie Day, National Fruit Cocktail Day, yeah, Cough Drop Day, which is not even, I mean, if you got a cough, I guess you're going to be happy, you know, that kind of stuff there, you know, so.
You know, those cherry ones, Luden's Cherry.
National Crouton
really
Day.
Candy. They definitely did not seem National Crouton
Day. Yeah, yepper, you know, Top Gun Day.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know why. I'm not sure. I'm not going to click through and read why today is designated.
Do they still have
that.
Top Gun going?
They do. It's just they moved it.
From
where it was in California out to a little bit like Nevada or Arizona or someplace. Because they got encroachment. The population started getting there. You can't have population when people are fake dogfighting. You might kill a civilian population. So they moved it away.
Well, like here, we have a...
It was in Miramar where it was in California.
That's right. We have that great big... the airplanes down, and at one
we have
point,
multiple air stations,
yeah,
naval air stations.
That's
here.
That's what I was going to say.
They're multiple.
At one point, they were talking about moving, and you know, this whole community thrives on doing business with the pilots and the families, and so I remember that very clearly. Do you? It was almost like a scare tactic.
What was it again? I was dealing with a situation.
When the air bases or the air stations were going to close. because people were complaining to
him. That was that was the BRAC put it on their list.
Yeah.
And it freaked everybody out. Just because it's on the list, it's a suggestion, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's because the freaking Virginia Beach, all they care about is money, 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 and all that real estate, that's money. They can make a lot of money off real estate. And he was like, hey, you can't put houses there. That's in our flight path. Well, we're going to keep doing it. And they said, all right, we're closing. And they said, oh, no, actually, we're going to stop doing that, and we'll slowly buy those houses back up and give you your safe zone back.
Yeah.
So remember that happened. There was that pilot in distress, and he had to put that plane down in a freaking apartment complex, like a little common yard thing. Nobody got hurt.
No, nobody was home.
Nobody was home. Yep, he had to crash it. F-18.
NASA. Where's NASA?
NASA's in Langley. That's in Hampton. Well, there's multiple locations. One here is in Hampton. I shouldn't say at Langley. It's near Langley Air Force Base. But
Quantico is out there.
Quantico's in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, isn't that more of a?
That's actually in Langley, Virginia. I think is where the FBI headquarters are. Where I'm talking Langley Air Force Base is in Hampton, but NASA's near there. Well, our NASA, there's NASA all over the place. Yeah, Cape Canaveral or out in Houston. Remember Houston? We have a problem. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Well, before we go to take a caller, I've got to dispose of this nasty person.
If it is a person.
Well, a person created the software, at least.
Yeah.
So we'll go at least that far. It's probably not a person. The way it's automated, it automatically just boom, 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 hit the names that it sees. Right, once I finish blocking him, we're going to take... You got anything, though, first before we go to callers? Because you might have something to talk about. If you go, talk, talk, talk. Now is your time before we go to callers. Speak or shut up.
No, I really don't have it.
She doesn't.
Anything special to talk about.
Mark this, write this down, write this moment down. All right, we can do this. All right, let's go to our first caller then. We're going to go to 630. That number is affiliated with Illinois, 630.
But
you're the first caller.
Also North Kakalaki.
Well, if it's who we think
yep.
it is, you know, there are other humans that have that number. We assume it's Lily, is it?
Hello, Lily.
It is. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Awesome. Welcome and being patient and being caller one. Thank you.
Yeah. Good to have you. So tell us, what's new?
What's happening?
Okay, so the paperwork, not a problem. It went through like you said it was going to go through.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's right.
I'm
Today's
so
Monday.
Glad.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It was not an issue. It went through. I did it first thing in the morning, though. But
that would be the smart, wise thing, yes.
Get them while they're fresh.
Yeah. Yep, beat the crowd.
Yeah. But you did mention that I was moving. And not that I wouldn't mind moving because, you know, it's not like I'm in When I came here, it was just temporary anyway. But at the same time, it makes me nervous because, like, I don't really have, like, all the resources to move, and I'm not sure exactly where to go. And so it makes me nervous, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'd have to give my 60-day notice in July, which means I would have to know where I'm going in June, and I don't have any – like, I don't even have the energy to even put forth looking because it wouldn't even be anywhere near where I'm at now, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm trying to figure out how to maneuver that so I don't drive myself crazy. Do you have any clues?
I'm checking out.
You have a clue. That's a good thing. That's cool.
Well, you know, it's funny. Things will appear in the cards, and you think, oh, no, that is so far off the grid. It's never going to happen. And then it's like fate or the destiny laughs. And sure enough, what was in the cards comes to pass. So I've had that happen so often in my own life that now I don't see crazy in the cards. Yeah, go ahead. You're going to say
something. I mean, it's fine. Like, the move is fine, but, like, the last move was not fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was, like, horrible. So I need to be a little bit more prepared if I can.
Okay. Let's see what the cards going to tell us about this.
What will they say?
Yeah. What did the cards say?
It's in the cards. I mean, they always just say that, right? It wasn't in the cards. It wasn't in
and
the
my
cards.
My grandmother used to say, oh, it's in the cards. The thing is the interpretation can be wrong.
And a lot of people look at it differently. A lot of people looked at it from a gambling standpoint.
that
when men would say it's not in the cards.
Oh.
And they're not thinking tarot cards or something. They're probably thinking, oh, I got a poker hand. It's not in the cards. You know, that's probably their logic. But anyway, we should not get off track because that can spiral out of control.
It's going to involve a guy. All right. And it may not be like June, July, August, that kind of thing. Could be further along than that. But it's going to have a man in it. Definitely a man in it. And this is all going to take place at what seems to be the darkest time for you. And I've noticed this a lot in the cards. A lot of times, you know, in the old movies, when they're going to, like, say, have a love scene, and they don't want to show anything, so they fade to black. The screen goes dark. And then, boom, it's like the next day with the sun shining, all of that. Well, that is actually a principle of this method. That when things seem to be at their very worst, that is when a real breakthrough is going to come to you. So
my darkest
time? Well, like feeling like you don't know where you want to go. There, your resources are limited. Maybe drama at the cul-de-sac is going to, you know, wind up more. I'm not sure of the circumstances, but there is a man there, and you and he are going to keep house together. That's an old expression.
Like they're not going to want to renew my lease here or something?
No, I really think it's meaning in terms of your state of mind. You know, you might meet the man of your dreams, but the guy lives in Utah, and you're thinking, how in the world are we going to carry on a relationship? You know, at opposite ends of the country. Well, when something is right, you know, that word right, use it a lot. When something is meant for you and it's right, doors will just start opening. And effortlessly, you'll find yourself making that move. So I'm just throwing that out there. That was just an example. But yes. He looks to me like he would be very industrious and want to maybe even build. I can see like a log house. Now, maybe you're not a country girl at heart, but, you know, it's all kind of in us from our early days, the lineage of our ancestors, you know. So it's just here. I wanted to mention that to you. And that is, you know, there are still things called miracles that happen. I've witnessed some, and circumstances can suddenly just change where you feel like you're walking down a yellow brick road. And that's what I'm seeing for you.
Okay.
Oh,
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, keep that in mind. Watch and see how things evolve, you know. Are you in your own thoughts? Are you planning to stay there in a long time, you know, for a long time?
I'm just here because, like, it's like a means to an end, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been given an opportunity to have an apartment, to work through, like, the surgery and, like, some other things with my health. But, you know, like, I didn't want to stay here forever, but I'm always, like, afraid of, like, getting kicked out at the same time. Just because
really?
It's, like, yeah. You know what
but
I mean?
But you know what? The world is full of apartments. And if that is a concern that you should say to yourself when you get concerned about it, you should say, things will work out. If I am asked to leave here, I'll be somewhere else. You know, and it helps to give you a peace of mind. Like right now, here's a little exercise that I often do when I'm teaching this method. Right now, think of something that would really make you tense. Or maybe you have something in your life going on and you're thinking, oh, my God, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. How I'm going to, you know, manage all of this. Let's say you've been trying to have a baby, and it seems like it's just not in the works for you. But you know what? I feel that that tension, like in your chest, in your heart, in your arms, in your, just feel how tense you are. And then tell yourself, everything's going to work out. Just tell yourself that, and everything relaxes. That's when it's really a good time to be manifesting, is when you have that relaxed state. And now you can put your, you know, law of attraction to work for yourself. And isn't it funny? In one way or another, things always do manage to work out. So anyway, that's my little piece of Pollyanna for y'all tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and for Lily, I have an Archangel Michael card. His subject is Embrace Your Life Purpose. I am guiding you toward your divine life purpose. Whatever makes your heart joyful is what you're meant to be doing.
Great. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, maybe you'll end up somewhere and you'll run a rescue with a whole bunch of fur babies. You never know what lies ahead.
One never knows.
No. Nope.
Only the shadow knows. Bye. Well, take care, Lily.
Yeah,
thank you.
All righty. So, shall we move on, Deborah? Or did more thoughts come to your? No thoughts still come into your mind?
No.
Are you thoughtless? She's thoughtless in Virginia.
I'm not thoughtless.
Yeah, thoughtless is like a whole different meaning, isn't it?
Yeah.
That means like you're cold-hearted and you don't care about people. Thoughtless. All right. Or you're dumb, but you're not that. I guess if you're an idiot, even idiots probably have thoughts, just that nobody cares about them because they're stupid. So.
God, you actually listen to yourself.
Well, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, everybody thinks. Every single person thinks, obviously. You think. You have thoughts. You can't even stop yourself from doing that. So what's your problem? Oh, for goodness sake. Yeah. I can't even pronounce that person's name.
No. Just remember, everybody, as Jim is chasing away a scammer.
Yeah, it's going quick. Sometimes Facebook fights me a little. Well, it's probably their software probably puts up a fight, but this one's not.
Remember that these cards will often point to something you have no clue about, but it's on your path, and it's out there, and it'll keep repeating and repeating. I'm only using 24 cards out of the deck. To me, for the same cards to fall the same way after several shuffles and a random cuts to the deck is astronomical, but they will. You know, like, for instance, I've told this before. My late husband was in my cards for 2 years before he finally made his presence known to me. And I kept looking at him and in the cards, and I was like, what is it? Look at you. You are here and away. And I thought, is this guy a traveling salesman? What's up with this guy? The next thing that happened is I saw that he and his wife were definitely separating and getting a divorce. I had no idea who this guy was. But when I received an email just out of the blue from a guy who was, I wrote for a newspaper, and he was reading a lot of my work. And he wrote to me, just said hello to me. I knew. And sure enough, he was the one. It just comes in its own best way in time. Okay? Okay. Are you ready to?
I'm born ready. Some of these, because obviously they're people or groups of people writing these softwares for these poachers, scammers. A lot of them have some kind of little things in there that make it difficult. It takes longer, but these last couple went quick to block and report.
You know what Warren Buffett said?
What did Warren Buffett say?
He was in the paper just this last past weekend. He said that AI is going to really help the scam community rather than the rest of us.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because it'll be even more realistic. It'll be hard to spot a scammer, you know. Bottom line is, the businesses tell you, we'll never send you an email asking for this. We'll never send you a thing to click a link. You just got to go by those rules of thumb. All right?
Yep.
Okie dokie pokey. Let's go. Area code 856. That is in New Jersey. 856, welcome to the show.
Hello. Glad to have you with us.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, this must be Tina.
No, it's her Maria.
No.
Oh, you know what?
Wow, you sounded really, really different.
Like Tina.
I didn't think it was Tina, but it was. I know you're what you're saying. It was close.
Oh, yeah.
It was close because I have some numbing in my mouth still kind of clear up.
yeah, you don't sound like yourself, but now you do. Well, welcome, Rosemary.
Yeah.
How are you guys? I could be better, but I don't know if it's going my way. To let you know, I just got a job last Saturday. So
doing what?
Walmart, doing bakery and deli.
Hey, if I had to work at Walmart, that's where
I'm
going.
Yeah, at least you're creating. At least you're not sitting there just stocking shelves and stuff. So that's kind of cool.
It is. It's
something to do. You're cooking, you're creating. It's better than just sitting at a cash register plunking away. That can get boring, you know.
Yeah, and you can tell us all the secrets.
So that's cool. Hey, it's a job, you know, and you can still keep looking, too. Well, you got that one. You can still looking for others.
Yeah, so still doing that.
Yep.
And
quick
question. My brother's another mess. Today, they're telling me I could take one property on or another in somewhere other city. And we still here, so I'm not sure if he's going to street run or whatever. Or what's next with this, if I'm going to move to a different country after everything is settled with a job or a relationship or whatever, or should I stay in the United States?
Well, looking at the movement thing.
That's a good question.
Wow. A lot of people don't think about leaving the country type of move, but she has that option. Yep, that's cool. Well, I mean, it's cool that you have that option. Now that a lot of us don't. So, all right, and I see the cops were coming for you, but you must have hid. You must have hid in the closet because I don't hear the sirens anymore.
They might not know where your hideout is.
What you gonna do when they come for you, bad boys, bad boys?
They already know. They already, excuse my language. They already know our ass is already in my town where I'm at right now.
That's right. She can't. She can run, but she can't hide. Yeah, I watch that show a lot still. I'm a big cops fan.
About your work, do you have to show up at the crack of dawn, or do you have better hours?
Yeah, either I take 4 to 1 or 5 to 1. 5 to 2.
What do you take?
I said 5 to 2.
Yeah, 4 is a little too early.
Yeah,
it is. You know, I got you, but it's 1 hour different. I guess, you know, that can be a big difference when you're waking up at that middle of the night. It's almost like waking up in the middle of the night, basically.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is.
All right. For you.
For you.
I am perceiving here that eventually you're going to get fed up with the whole situation where you're at. And this is the point, Rosemaria, when you are going to literally change your life. It's like you've gotten pushed and pushed and pushed to the breaking point. You want new surroundings, new people, new everything, and you are going to turn that page, all right? And I feel that you are going to be so happy living abroad. You are going. You are going. Your destiny lies over yonder.
Over yonder. Over there.
I remember my grandma would say,
over there.
Could you go over yonder for me?
Yep, that's very hillbilly.
And you know what? Sometimes we have to have our lives completely, systematically disintegrate while we're standing right in it for us to be propelled to that new future. You know, other people, they have no trouble flinging themselves, you know, like literally off a cliff saying, I know I'll reach the other side. I know I'm going to find happiness.
Kind of like a lemming.
Yeah. But for the rest of us, we often need to get pushed. And that's what I think is going to happen for you, hon, from what I see here. You know what waits for you? Really good work. when you make the jump across the pond, and you are going to find love. There's happiness. There's security. And this mess with your brother is going to be behind you. You know, he's going to regret. And I hope it's sooner than later.
Typically, it's later or beyond, maybe.
Well,
even.
A lot of times it's when they're on their...
Yeah, yeah. Or even after. Yeah.
They got a foot on the banana peel, and then they start to think, ooh, I better make this right.
Sometimes folks don't even have that banana peel stage. They just keel over from a massive heart attack or something and have no warning.
Well, I feel she and he are going to make amends at some time
okay.
in the future.
Well, then that obviously is not a factor.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah. So be prepared. Things are going to get worse before they get better.
Well, that's what everybody wants to hear, but at least there's the better part.
But by being prepared, you're already embracing a new future. You know, that's the beauty of this method. It's so dynamic in the sense of saying, hey, hey, you there. Look what awaits you. Look what's coming for you. You know, and it does. And a lot of times in my own life, I've said, oh, get out of here. This is a bunch of BS. But it wasn't. Mm-mm, it wasn't. And for you, I cannot wait, Rosemarie, until you contact me on a future show and you say, I just had to call and tell you, you were right. And then I get to say, I told you so.
In a good way, though.
Yeah.
All right. Here is your Archangel Michael card. In fact, the subject of this, Archangel Michael is with you now, it says. Even though you can't see it, I am actively working on this situation. I am here and helping you.
That's a good one.
So you can't see it or feel it, but Archangel Michael said, I'm with you on this. I'm helping you. I'm working on it. Work, and work takes time. So, yeah. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, and thank you, honey, and keep your chin up. You've got a job now. That's big
cool. Yeah,
step.
Absolutely.
You bet. And don't eat too much of that bread there.
That's why you can sneak some home.
Yeah. Take it
home.
All right.
Cool.
Take care.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
guys.
All right. Well, we'll talk again. All right.
Terry Sue, we would take you here in Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia.
International shout out to Sophia. Sophia, where are you right now? She usually calls home Sweden, but she's a traveling gal. Where are you at, Sophia? And we'll update that. All right. Anyway, while we wait for that, we will take the next caller. 425 is out west in the great state of Washington. 425.
Oh, okay.
Welcome. You're the next caller.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi.
Well,
this is Barbara.
Happy to have you. Oh, Barbara. You know, I have had you on my mind. I really have. Do you remember where we first made connection? I do.
Oh, God. Years ago. Years ago.
It was. We were on a different radio network.
And that's on a shout-out to Sophia
were.
In Sweden.
Yes.
She's back in Sweden.
Yes. And I've never forgotten that. So, all right, here, let's find out what's new for you.
Okay.
Are you still living by your daughter?
Yes, I am. Boy, you remember well.
Yeah. and you're in like a little, you've got your own
I got a trailer.
I'm sorry.
And I'm in a trailer, and I'm on Orcas Island.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
Ooh, an island, that is cool, yeah.
So what would you like to know in your reading?
Yes.
So what's interesting is that last September I connected with a gentleman that I have, over time, figured out that we have had several past lives together. My question is, what is to become of this lifetime with him? Just friends or more?
Oh, I love that.
Hmm.
And he knows we've had several lives together.
That
wow,
it's pretty bizarre.
Well, some people have a consciousness about it.
Yes,
I do not. But you know, Because I don't doesn't mean somebody else doesn't. That's all.
Yeah, very true.
Well, cards are going down. That's pretty deep stuff, though. There. Look at all that red. Oh, there's a black card, finally. Reminds me of, like, yeah, whenever I look, it's almost like gambling. It's like, ooh, look at all that red. A black card's got to be due soon. Got to be. Odds got to be. I think I could bet on those things. All right. I don't want to have extended silence, as I told everybody I warned everybody about. So I will
yeah.
talk. Cards are down anyway. Here we go.
Okay.
What I think is you are going to remain on a beautiful platform of friendship until, and that's the operative word here, until. And I'll tell you what, at our ages, as we get older, we look for more. I used to put it, we don't look for that tickle in our shorts or our underwear anymore. We're looking for compatibility, security, you know, stability, all those wonderful things that we don't really think of during the breeding years, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you are in that stage of really building a solid, this isn't going to be like the last one. All right. That last one was kind of a whirlwind. Yeah, it was sort of a whirlwind for you guys. And, you know, but I'm sure you've learned and grown from that over time. You know, those were hard lessons, but I think that you've learned well from what I see in your cards. This is going to be a true meeting of minds, the joining of hearts. I mean, it's really beautiful, really beautiful. And this is the one that I perceive the two of you will be with each other till the end of your lives. And this is a beautiful one. I mean, it's just stunning to me. But it's not yeah. going to be a whirlwind. It's not going to be, hey, let's rush and go get married or something like
oh,
that.
No.
It's,
oh, no.
No, it's gonna, it will take its time to grow. And that's what a lot of times, you know, it's like when we have a plant, you know, you can sit there and say, grow, damn it. Give me some flowers. But it's going to come in its own way when it's ready to give you some blooms, you know? So that's what your relationship is like to me.
Okay.
And I think you've really met your match. I really
yeah.
do. Now, Jim's got a card.
I do. I have an Archangel Michael Sword of Light
okay.
Oracle card. And he says your vibration is rising. This is a time of great spiritual growth for you. You are evolving to occupy a higher energetic frequency.
Mm.
All right.
You're evolving.
Yeah,
okay.
I like that. All right. So, Barbara.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Check in with us every once in a while so we'll know
yes.
how you're doing. All right,
okay.
hon.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, we got a gap. Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee now. I know we had at least one or two parties that were interested, so I think you'll get a taker. And we'll wait a couple minutes because I know that takes a few clicks of the mouse and the internet, and there you go. It didn't take long at all.
Oh, shoot. I think it's unplugged. Yeah, it is.
You can take it on there.
Will I hear it? Yeah, I will.
Yeah, you will. You'll hear everything. Just take it on there. It is what it is. Let it all load. Be patient.
Hello. How are you?
Pump up the volume. Pump up the volume.
We're good. We're good. It's been kind of a busy day. And you look like you're about ready to go night-night.
Yeah, not too far.
They're not going to be able to hear
you. I'm sorry. They won't be able to hear you.
But that's all right, folks.
But
sorry
just,
there,
yeah.
News for the Soul, folks. It's just the volume's low
what
right now.
What would you like to know, huh?
It is low.
I just want to see what's in the car.
What's in the car?
All right. Terry Sue in England is on the line, Facebook line, and she wants just a short look out. What's ahead in the cards for her? Legitimate. The Deb has done many, many, many readings for Terry Sue. So she can ask a little vague question like that, because it's not so vague when you have background info. If you're a first-time caller, you don't want to ask a vague question. Or you shall get,
no, it's like
you shall get a vague answer, and you'll be very dissatisfied.
It takes time for me to, well, like the lady that called in, Barbara, you know, I have a connection with her. Spiritually, I guess you could say psychically, open up her cards and I know her like I know you, Terry Sue.
Yeah, well, you've been, and plus you, this is not the first rodeo.
I know.
She's called us many a time. You lose track and you know it's many a time, and that's a good thing. You should be a frequent flyer. It's a good thing to be a frequent flyer in card reading, because your readings will always get better, more accurate.
I agree.
More precise.
It's like a
thread. As much as precise as they can get when you're dealing with the future. You know, there's only a certain level of precision you're going to achieve when you're dealing with something as dynamic as the future. All right.
There is a big shift coming for you and your husband within the next couple of months. All right. It looks good. Very good. Is he doing well with his health? Okay, because it seemed like it was a little hairy there for a while with his, because I wanted to know, because he's looking like clear sailing from here on with his health. And I'll tell you, you guys have a remarkable relationship. You really do. I mean, you are, the Ace of Diamonds is a card of marriage, union, that kind of thing. And you two are the epitome of all of that. It's super, super great. And you do have a male friend that kind of brings in some interference from time to time. He's here. And it's not the one that comes to our show. It's somebody you folks know. And I feel there's a point when you're going to tell him, you know, what the boundaries are going to be. And he needs that, because this is a guy that pushes boundaries. All right. And he'd like to cause some irritation between the two of you. You know, isn't that funny about our friends? Oh, they support us. They're loyal. They're, you know, all this stuff. And yet they have a private agenda to try to break us up when we're really happy. I don't understand it, but it happens. And I think he's that. Yes.
And we've had it in all the years that we've been together.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. A really good marriage is like a bubble around you. You can only let in certain folks, the ones that truly are for you. And the ones that you just don't get that feeling, wave to them from inside your bubble. Hey there, nice to see you, but we can't let you in. Sorry. Because your peace and your serenity is priceless. Yeah, what are you doing?
I accidentally smacked the microphone, so I don't know what people heard on out there in the News for the Soul Land.
I thought he was, like, photobombing me.
No, I accidentally grabbed my glasses and nailed the microphone, so I don't know what they heard.
In time.
The News
Not
for the Soul Land.
Not quite yet, but in time. You are going to join forces with another female, and you are going to get really busy in a very profitable career. And I don't even think you're going to have to leave where you live. You'll be able to, but I see you. Oh, and I know what this could be pointing to. Yeah. For you. Yeah. And we'll just leave it there. Yeah. So anyways, there's going to be ups and downs, of course, but you guys seem to realize that getting through the rough patches is what makes you strong. And then you know how strong you are. So here comes Jim. Perfect.
I do. And this is, we drew this card for somebody else, but it is what it is. The subject from Archangel Michael is embrace your life purpose. I am guiding you toward your divine life purpose. Whatever makes your heart joyful is what you were meant to be doing. So.
Yeah, and surprisingly, there's children all around it. Children. Go ahead.
I just want to say, like, we have probably experienced more than what an average married couple would experience.
Well, and that's all to the good. Okay, maybe you'd rather not have that, but those are scary couples to me when they've come to me for a session and they say, we're so proud. We've never had a fight, ever. And I think, oh, my God, you two have no idea if you are strong together or not, you know? Well, exactly, the passion of making up.
All right.
Right,
well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah,
you know,
always wonderful to talk to
If you're married, you got to figure things out. You have to. You don't have a choice.
All right.
You know, you have
bye
to.
Bye for now, sweetie.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for hanging with us and being patient.
Yeah. She surely did.
All right. You know what? That was Terry Sue from the UK. And we got an email from a listener, News for the Soul, who's also from the UK.
Oh, really?
Danny. In the UK, this is a love question. Danny in the UK would like to know which potential partner she's been. Oh, Danny's a she.
Mm-hmm.
Which potential partner she's been is the one. There's an A and a D as an initial.
For each of them?
She's been dating, I guess, a couple people. She wants to know which one the cards may show is the one or more the one. A, the person with the A or the person with the D?
All right.
Yep.
Here we go.
Right. Yes, well, you know, that's interesting. It's too bad, boy. That would have been cool if we could have got that person live.
Yeah.
Because we could have got some more information. Deb will do the best she can, but love is up her alley. As far as readings, that was her bread and butter back in the day.
It was. And, you know,
so,
the cards are really, there's a lot of connection with the matters of the heart. The energy of it, I think.
All right.
Okay.
Which, the email ones usually go pretty quick because, unfortunately for them, but hopefully they will listen because Nicole will, you know, I'm sure she archives all these shows like we do.
Oh,
so,
my
yep.
goodness.
So hopefully Rachel. Danny will catch this reading later.
Yeah, I hope so. Because now if these cards,
A or D, A or D.
They get a little coy.
Oh.
What these cards are saying,
are they saying
you
neither?
Could find happiness with either A or it's D, right?
A or D. Well, that's probably her problem.
It probably is.
That's why she's hoping you could give her some
They're
insight.
They're both looking at you like in the cards as if to say, well.
See, she doesn't want to make a choice.
Happy with either one.
I bet she doesn't want to make a choice.
And the cards are basically saying you have to decide.
Yeah, and that's a good thing anyway because if somebody else decides for you. I mean, if it fails, you can blame them, but you gotta trust your gut.
You trust your gut. And isn't that interesting how the cards would interpret that?
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, obviously, that is Danny's problem. Is that she's like, whoa. She's obviously on the fence. That's why she turned to you. And guess what? You're still on the fence. No, hey, it happened. You know, if you would have been live, you might have been able to interact a little more and maybe narrow that down. But that's the best you could do with the email reading.
It's like that scene in Castaway when Tom, we talked about this recently.
In the very end of the movie.
Yeah, Tom Hanks is out there scratching his head, got out of his car. He's at a four-way?
I don't know. He's got some weird rural intersection thing. Didn't know what to do.
And a chick drives up and she's in a... Pick up old, tumble-down kind of...
Just a country, you know, typical farm-style pickup work truck.
And she says, hey, cowboy, you lost? And he says, I don't know which way to go. And she says, then it really doesn't matter, does it? And that's where this girl is. It doesn't really matter. Each one can be a totally equal committed partner. Too bad you can't have them both.
Yeah, well, life is, you know, life is life. You probably could, but they wouldn't agree with it if you told them.
I think
them,
we're
so.
Moving in that direction when you see the sister wives show.
Well, that, don't let reality bend your brain and think it's real. It's not really real. They call it reality because they're not, like, licensed, paid actors, part of a union, but they want, they're wannabes. That's why they're on these shows. All right, anyway, let's go this. Let's go this. We have time. We can go to 860 right. In Connecticut. But, hey, mm-hmm. In Connecticut, 860, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Hi. Hi. Who are we speaking to? Hello. Hola.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes. Did you say 850?
860. That's you.
Oh. Huh. That's weird.
Or
I
you're not
860.
And what is
wait,
your
wait,
name?
Wait,
well,
I'm glad you took my call. It's really weird, though, because I found you on the live shows, and normally you come on at 7, and it had
right.
a different, it didn't have your picture, and it didn't show you up at, on there. I just happened to found you on the live shows.
Well, you did good. Monday is an exception. Monday, we are on News for Soul on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Monday, that's our thing. It's an hour earlier, and we are on News for the Soul Radio. That's why if you were looking for the all the other
yeah.
types, you wouldn't have found it. But you managed to figure it out, so that's cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
So remember that
well,
in the future. If you're looking
Florida.
For us on – yep, yeah, well, oh, you're from Florida?
What is
yeah.
your – You seem familiar.
You're Michelle?
I'm the boat girl.
Oh, we must have a typo.
Who is this?
We have Jim. Oh, yeah, she did. It's 8-5. It's Michelle in Florida. 8-5.
Yeah,
Michelle
in Florida.
Girl.
We are Michelle.
Yeah, the sorry about that.
Boat lady.
I was, there was, you know,
yeah.
on Mondays I used the salt. Yeah, we got, it was a comment. I was It's 850, not 860. But hey,
so
it's you.
So how are you doing, hon? We're gonna have to be fast.
Yeah, we are gonna have to be fast.
I've just been
kind of
down
minutes.
And out, but I'm still painting on the bedroom, and I'm just kind of down and out, and you know, a lot of drama going on with my daughter, and you
oh,
know, her
yeah.
and her.
Yeah.
They've separated, and he actually took one of the kids, but then they ended up bringing them back, and they demanded for me to take them. My boat, they were just going to drop them off. I said, no, you're not. I said, I'm leaving. Well, we're just going to drop them off, and you'll have to deal with it. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, if you do that, I will call DCF.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
His mother is crazy. And
that
it's
is
like,
crazy.
Oh, my
that,
God.
That is crazy.
So I had to leave my house, and I didn't even get to finish blow-drying my hair to go meet my daughter for Mother's Day dinner. You
oh,
know, it's just chaotic.
Crazy. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so it was just so chaotic, you know. But anyways, whatever you see, honey, I love
okay.
calling in, talking to you.
Well, thank you, but I got to be fast.
Yes, this
yeah.
is News for the Soul, and on Mondays they have a 24/7 schedule, so they have another show.
All right.
Okay.
So,
that's awesome. You got another
cool.
one today?
Mondays, this is our only show. It's at from 6 to 7
yeah.
Eastern time.
Okay.
I hope that your daughter stays away from that guy, but they may reunite again, just so you know, all right? Because it's
God.
Like getting off, it's like getting off alcohol, you know, if you feel like drawn, and it's kind of an addiction of the up and down and the drama, and you know, sometimes people are addicted to that.
Well, and women want to think that people, they want to see the best in a person and remember maybe that 10% of them that's really good.
Yeah.
And try to, like,
yeah.
push the 90% of horrible off. Oh, that person, that's just the bad one.
Yeah, I
out,
wonder
you know?
If the guy
that
excuse. This new, I wonder if this new guy that she's seen is not all what he's saying he's going to be, you know. But
oh,
he's
you're right.
He's
you're right.
wooing her right now, but I just don't.
Yes.
I'm like, you know.
He's right here. He's right here. And he feels kind of sad that she won't listen to him completely.
The new guy?
Yeah, the daughter. Your daughter is trying to keep a door a little bit open. But I don't think that it's a good thing to do.
Well, he's psychotic.
There's a lot of toxicity.
Yeah.
In that relationship.
Well, when you talk about gunplay,
yeah.
that's not a good thing, right?
Yeah, gunplay and all that.
Yeah,
and as for
news.
You,
bad news.
There's a card in the deck that characterizes sneaky, clandestine activity. It seems like it's a little bit around your husband. So is there anything he could pull legally with any assets you have? Any, I don't know, you'd have to think about what you've got that he could try to hide something, hide money, hide titles. I don't know. Yeah, there's
I am missing a title to the utility trailer that I cannot find. I don't know if I put it somewhere. I cannot find it anywhere. And he said he put the registration in the vehicle, and I cannot find it anywhere.
Okay, well, there is something sneaky here, so beware.
Titles can be replaced.
Yeah.
If it's lost. I mean, you don't want to go down that road right away if you can help it, but eventually there's you can
well,
find
both
the title.
Our names are on it. Both our names are on it. He kept one trailer and I kept the other, but it still got his name on it.
Sure.
But I felt like somebody was watching me today, you know, all day today.
Really?
You know, so when you said sneaky, it makes me wonder, but
But I don't see any danger for you, okay?
That's important.
And whatever he might be trying to pull off, I don't think it'll be successful. So if he's thinking he's going to try and take ownership without, you know, if you're on the title, he can't just run up a new title without her name on it.
No. No, obviously, if they're both on it, they both have the sign.
Yeah. So
I wonder what he's going to try to do.
Well, his little crony buddies are trying to advise him, but these guys are shysters, and your husband really isn't. I mean, he doesn't want to do you dirty, okay? So I've just, okay. Jim's got to get to your
We got to go. We're about under a minute, so here you go real quick, Michelle. The subject is step into the spotlight. You have a message that the world needs to hear. It's time to share your wisdom.
Might be a little premature yet, but I feel you do have a message.
Well, when you go through a bunch of crap like this, you become very wise eventually.
You do.
So,
you've got a hand on your shoulders divinely. So I don't see any harm coming to you because you are here. You are here, a person with a calling, and that's good news.
I wonder what my calling is.
Well, I think it may be helping others with what you're going through. You know, there's a lot of people. Oh, well, we can't talk about it now, but we will soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, well, we,
I know,
we,
it's
we
just end of your
again,
show, but I love you guys.
I love you
All right,
too.
Well, remember, Michelle, on Mondays you have to look for us here on News for the Soul. So when if you're on Blog Talk's website, look for News for the Soul.
Exactly.
And you'll find us.
I can't wait to call you tomorrow to find out what you were talking about with sneaky and what he's being sneaky about.
All right.
The next show. Yes, you just keep an eye out for our show. All right.
All right, girl.
Good luck to you, and we shall talk again. And I think, Nicole, thank you for taking us to the hour, but that hour is up, so.
Yes, we are going to look for everybody next Monday.
Yes, indeed.
6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.